Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Am I good enough already? Kasi since we stopped school around second year, so parang that was the time I was only starting with my majors pa lang eh. That worries me a lot. Like, am I already good enough? Am I already equipped for the corporate world?
Welcome to Mishconception, the Adulting and Career Podcast. We are back with more episodes this season 3. And now, you know, almost a year and a half into the pandemic, we all have just adjusted differently in this scenario. We've been talking a lot about work and career. Today, I just want to balance it out a bit as we talk about, you know, struggles of college students right now and who are undergoing online classes to complete their university life. No, so today, I invited two of my brilliant interns from before and now turned friends to each from their own university so that they could share, I guess, different experience from each, diba? So Rain's here is a fourth-year student in Ateneo taking up BS Management. She also models at the side and is actually super impressive kasi siya yung cover lang naman siya ng Preview Magazine last June. And she's also the very first Filipina to win Elite Model Look World Final Competition. So congratulations again, Rain's, for that. And I also have Danica here from DLSU, or De La Salle University, third year student of taking up marketing management. So she's also the president of GEMA, or the Marketing Organization or Association of La Salle. So I know, Danica, you're also helping your family business at the side. So both of you are very busy, and as early as, you know, in college, sobrang packed na ng schedule nyo. So very impressive. So how are you both? And welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, Mish. It's been a hectic schedule, especially having classes online. But kaya naman.
Kao, Danica, how are you?
Hi, it's okay. It's been a while since we last had our Kwento sesh. But yeah, I've been great so far. And this is actually my last academic term. So I'm graduating rin soon.
Nice. So at least, medyo sayang lang, di ba, na parang you have to experience this. And, you know, not to rub salt to the wound already, but I've always told my friends that, you know, we're lucky that we didn't have to go through this when we were in college. Parang some of us are conscious na parang, ano ba yan, sayang yung 20s natin, we're spending it here. Pero we are always saying na mas mahirap for those who are studying in college right now because it's extremely difficult to be in front of the computer all the time na hindi mo hawak yung oras mo. Kasi when you work, iba yung feeling na parang, okay, you can stop, you can rest, you can manage your time. But if it's classes, you really have to go through that schedule, no? Not to mention, for me, if you ask me, college is the most memorable time of my life to date. You know, experiencing the orgs, meeting people, meeting friends. And today, I really want to dedicate this episode to those students out there who are also struggling and who wants to share their stories. You know, kasi us adults, we only have an idea of it. Wala kaming, parang it's really different to hear it coming from both of you on how and what are you experiencing right now, diba? So I'm just gonna jump right into it. You both experienced college pre-pandemic and during pandemic. How are both different? And what are the major adjustments that you need to adapt to? So maybe we could go with Danica first.
Hi. So during the physical college days, parang it's always about hanging out with friends after class, going to, in La Salle, in the case of La Salle, you're going to Agno, to Blowman, yung mga ganun, parang you get together, eat, tapos complain about being stressed. Pero that's what makes our college life happier. Kasi like, although you wake up early in to go to school, parang magka-commute ka pa, but you're able to communicate with your friends, you're able to hang out with them. And the bond now is still different for me. Like, although I still hang out with my friends through Messenger calls, Discord, but it's still different if you're able to talk to them face-to-face. Alam mo parang, I don't know if you guys do it in your school, but in La Salle, kunyari, nagkita kayo, uy, beso, parang ganon. So, it's a big challenge for all of us to cope, especially now, since everything's online and feels like you're talking to a computer screen all day.
Taurines.
Before the pandemic, I think I went to a different path because I was working since high school. So I do bond with friends and I did the orgs and stuff, but it was very limited because my time was divided with working already and modeling. And if I would recall before the pandemic, it was really also fun. Like, I would hang out with my friends and I got to experience the orgs. You know, the orgs was really fun. I even joined this org na. We went to the indigenous area, the communities, and helped out. But when the pandemic hit, it was quite harder. It was harder because you don't get to experience the orgs you wanna experience. Because in orgs, you get to meet people, you get to go to events. But now everything has these virtual events, you know, and it's kind of weird, yeah, in a sense. Now everyone is in their Zoom calls and activities. So the relationship you build online, there's like a computer dividing between you and the person. So it's not really, I would say it's not like you can't build like a genuine connection as you want to supposed to. And I think that's been a challenge, especially for freshman students right now. I know my sister, she's a freshman in Ateneo, yeah, and she couldn't even build genuine connections because of the online setup. And she's now second year now. So yeah, crazy.
Ang hirap, no? Kasi parang ako, I really cannot imagine it. I could only think of na parang, okay, online lahat, gagawin natin online. Pero if I think about it, ang hirap talaga. Because how do I take tests? How do I enroll? How do I do things? Everything's online, di ba? Ang hirap. So maybe we could go through like the end-to-end process of like the whole college life, di ba? Paano yung actual classes? So ito talagang curious ako eh. How is the actual classes being done? Kasi di ba, when I go to a class before, may attendance. And then meron ka pang, ano di ba, if you exceed a certain amount of minutes, technically cut ka na. Di ba? And then later I'll ask you about quizzes and breaks and midterms and everything else. But siguro doon muna tayo, I guess, how are the actual classes being done from both schools right now? How are attendance being done? How are quizzes being done?
With Ateneo, we have asynchronous and synchronous sessions. And in terms of attendance, they don't really count our attendance to go to class. It's really more of, I would not say voluntary, but you are preferred to go to class, but it's okay if you're not, because a lot of students right now, they're not in the Philippines, some are in the province and some are in the US. So the time zones are very different. And the profs are very nice because they would send you over the recording of the session if you missed it. You only have to know how to submit and watch out for the deadlines in Canva. So I would say Ateneo is very nice with their students and very, you know, good naman.
So before Danica answers, what do you mean by synchronous classes?
Synchronous classes is when you go to the class at the given time together with the other classmates you have. And asynchronous is when you want to do the class separately, so you watch the recording on your own at your own time.
Okay, understood. Okay, at least that's allowed right now to na ginagawa. Ikaw, Danica, how is it being done in La Salle? Is it the same or are there something different? Or even for your friends from other school. I mean, we're not only limited to those two universities. I wish I could invite more, pero kasi we're only limited to a few number of time.
Okay, unfortunately, I'm not aware of how other schools are doing it, but for La Salle naman, attendance is being counted actually. Like, may yung iba nagbibigay din sila plus. Pero we have like a no-fail policy. So you get a W grade instead of a zero. So, you can retake it the next term, so it can be changed to a number grade after. In terms of classes, I guess they kind of became more lenient now compared nung first few terms namin na online. Kasi before, parang you'd have synchronous classes twice a week for each subject. And now they're what the other profs are doing is one synchronous only and then one asynchronous. So parang hindi siya super heavy on us to always attend class all the time. Kasi like salasal nga, it's counted. The attendance is counted. And for example, there's a rule also, there's a new rule actually in the sal. If you get called thrice and you don't respond, you're considered absent, even if your name is in the Zoom call. So parang may mga ganun rules na kami ngayon.
Mm. Understood. How are quizzes being done now? I mean, I'm not sure if it's something that could be shared, but I guess curious lang ako, maybe it's something you could share as little as possible on different kinds of ways that you're being tested. Kasi, di ba parang ang hirap? Lang, kung ako, siguro yung isip ko, paano yun? Parang naging exam kayo, eh pwede naman may notes ako dito at the side, hindi nakikita ng prof ko, or meron akong something, di ba? How do they make sure that hindi kayo nag-cheat?
Okay, so in our case, I think same as Ateneo, we have the same platform. It's called the Canvas. So sa Canvas, nakikita if you're switching tabs or how long you took to answer that question. Some profs also do, they put time limits for each quiz. So parang even if you have notes, kunyari you have plenty of notes, you can't browse all through. Hindi mo sila mabrowse lahat isa-isa kasi may time limit ka. And sometimes you can't even go back to the question anymore. So, yeah. But it depends naman. Kasi like, for example, I have another subject. And what that professor does is, sasend niya sa amin yung worksheet namin. So, it's on a Word file. So, each person has a different set. So, parang isasend sa amin yung Word file. And then we have an answer sheet. So, each person, iba-iba talaga yung sagot. Kasi iba lahat ng set namin. So, it's harder, but... Ayun.
Ang hirap talaga, no? You really adapt on how you do things right now. And parang, but it's also limiting the time you have to take an exam. So how hard is it for you? For anyone?
So this quiz, it had problem, solution, numbers, calculations. It was very hard. And this prof we had, he asked us to upload the solutions into the Canvas after we answer it. So uploading takes time, so you had to take photos of the solutions per page, and you have to go to the and upload it into the system. But the time they gave us for the entire quiz was like 2 hours, I think, and it was quite challenging because you have to make the photo maayos, because if it's not clear, then he wouldn't credit your solution. So I think that was the challenging part lang.
Na yung mga dati wala naman, no? It's just you submit as is.
Yeah. If physical, you just submit your solutions to the prof and it's okay. But this one, you have to... Sometimes I would have to edit a little the solution sheet so it would be clearer in the picture.
Gets, yeah. Actually, if you think about it, ang hirap, no? We always see a lot of these stories about our profs or our teacher, which we really acknowledge kasi ang hirap din for them to adjust. They were so used to teaching live and now they have to adapt to this work from home environment, to this Zoom calls, lalo na yung mga matatanda, di ba? Parang hindi sila sanay. It's really hard. But for me kasi, I don't see a lot naman. I see a lot of struggles na it's hard to do online classes or anything. But for you, parang what are the hardest things that you are dealing with right now? And all those little things that you experience on day-to-day attending classes that you wish your parents, your professor, or I guess in the future, recruiters would understand. So maybe one for each if you have an answer. So anyone could take this on.
Maybe right now, since we're all in our 20s, we're also struggling to find internships, working, balancing internships and study life, and everything is held online. So the motivation goes down because usually with internships, you want to experience being in the moment, being in the corporate setup, and with school, you get to meet your friends. And right now, it's everything is online, although it's more convenient. It's for the person to develop his experience, and right now we couldn't have that kind of experience because of the pandemic. And I think that's what's sad about this entire whole crisis thing.
Ikaw, Danica, is there anything that like you wish your parents or your profs would understand coming from your end, na parang ang hirap talaga nitong online classes? And I guess kasi both of you are really in a good position to compare it. Kasi unlike unlike Renee, for example, Renee Diba Reigns, pumasok talaga siya ng freshman siya na ganun na rin experience niya. So, she has nothing to compare it with. But for you both, you've experienced pre-pandemic and during this pandemic. So, ikaw, Danica, anything that you, top of your mind, that you think na, you know, sana they could understand us more because we're experiencing this?
Okay, so I think with regards more of on the professor side, kasi parang sometimes they would give a lot of homeworks. Talagang nakaka-stress. Lalo na if, kunyari, we have what we call independent learning week. So they're not, they can't hold synchronous classes during those sessions. But we would have a lot of papers to work on in exchange for having no classes. So actually, mas prefer ko pa rin yung synchronous class eh. Kasi pag-synchronous, ang daming gagawin. It means more papers. Like for example, if you have recitations, before you just speak up, raise your hand, speak up. But then now, you'd have to write it down on paper. So parang it's another paper. Ang dami ko ng documents na kailangan i-save, ganun. But yeah, I think they should be more understanding. Like in the case of my, in the case of my friend, like for example, she's not that privileged to be, to just attend class. Like sometimes she also has to go to work. So parang she has to juggle all of these things. And sometimes sasabihin ng prof sa kanya na, give me a good reason why I can't, why I should give you an extension. And parang sometimes they're not as giving. Hindi sila masyadong nagbibigay ng leeway. Like for example, this is your responsibility. You have to do this. Ganyan. But then she's also supporting her family. So it's really hard for all of us. And yun nga, naalala ko tuloy yung sinasabi nila before na academic freeze, ganon. And why do students still continue? It's because they want to graduate as soon as possible. Because they still want to work on time, like in the same timeline, para mas maaga nila matulungan yung parents nila. So it's been a challenge talaga. And I hope that professors would understand more that sometimes students are not just students. Sometimes they could also be part-time workers. They're also a daughter, they're also a friend, diba? So yeah,
I'm sure si Rains makaka relate to that as well because she's also doing her part-time work at the side. Kasi alam mo, honestly, just before I get more insights from both of you, kahit nung panahon namin, it would be, and that's not even online na, nararamdaman na namin na everyone's like asking for all of these. Kasi diba, you have 6, 7, or 8 classes in a SEM, and each of those prof would ask their own requirements. And there are times na nagsasabay talaga siya and sobrang hirap. What more if everything's done online? And then yung mindset nila. And from work, ganun kasi paminsan eh. Di ba? Parang nasa bahay ka lang naman, so bakit di mo kayo gawin? Ano pa ba yung ibang gagawin mo? Wala ka namang lakad anymore. Wala ka namang ibang gagawin. But you're right. There are other people who still needs to keep doing what they're doing pre-pandemic, who still needs to work at the side, who still needs to support their family, and who really needs to still, I guess, keep doing part-time jobs, diba? So, ang hirap lang talaga right now on top of other things that you have to work on. Correct, right? So, apart from ACADS, I guess let's talk about other aspects of, you know, how things are different in this pandemic. Because there are, like, apart from ACADS, there are other things that we experience during college. For LaSalle, I know there's a frosh orientation. For Ateneo, there's ORSEM, diba? So, would you have any idea or even, like right now, how is that being done? How different was it back in your time? I cannot imagine, like at least for an Ateneo side, na there are a batch of freshies right now who does not know what a TNT is or talk and tours.
I'm not very familiar with the situation right now with ORSEM, but I know it's a virtual event also. It's kind of sad because at least when I entered Ateneo, I got to experience the fun, you know, the raves and the small raves in ORSEM and how hyped the TNTs are. TNTs are like the ones who would guide you throughout the orientation in Ateneo. And it was really nice. It felt like you're in Ateneo and these are the people you're going to hang it, the vibe you're gonna be with, and now it's all virtual. I don't know how it feels so different to us in personal. No? So it's really sad.
Yeah. But for LaSalle, sa ano, frosh or tama ba yung term frosh orientation? Or may ibang term ba yun?
For us naman, it's called LPEP.
Okay, LPEP.
So dati there used to be a debate pa, or Simmer LPEP, yung mga ganun. But now, yeah, before kasi, like for example, for LPEP, it was one of the best days of our frosh life, I guess. Kasi, for example, first you'd meet your blockmates, and then after you meet your blockmates, there would be like performances from yung, kunyari, yung LSDC namin, so yun yung dance club, and then we would have Inner Soul, so they sing for you, like, their voices are so heavenly. Pero,
daming events, no?
Yeah, daming events. Tapos, at the end of the LPEP, you would get a lot of freebies from the different student orgs. So parang they're inviting you to join their orgs, ganon. Parang, for example, that's where I saw yung Gemma, which is my org now. Dun ko sila nakita na they were also lively, which made me want to join them once school starts. So parang, yun yung freebies nila eh. Yung parang, for example, yung mga lanyards. Alam ko yung parang lanyards dati, iba-iba tayo ng lanyard eh. Kasi it's something that hindi natin nagawa siguro back in high school. So parang medyo natuwa kami dun. But yeah, now, similar with Ateneo, it's all online. It's so sad na parang you guys have to listen to a talk lang, tapos see performances online, but the feel is still different. Like, you wouldn't be able to meet your blockmates. I've had some friends na frosh sila now. And ayun nga, parang sasabihin nila na they don't really know their blockmates. They've never even met them. Naging friends lang sila online because they did some org work together. Yung mga ganun.
Yun yung actually worry ko eh. Kasi, well, again, it's an idea from my end. And everything that I'm imagining right now. Kasi kung ako, for example, every connection I have with my blockmates right now, because nakasama ko sila sa mga, alam mo yun, lunch sa CAF or yung mga times na we have common breaks together, we go around Katip, diba? But ngayon, how do you connect, diba? It's just so hard right now na kasi parang, sorry for the term, pero parang ang fleeting ng relationship right now with everything that's being done online, diba? Kasi parang we just talk over some screen and then after, we talk to another people. Parang wala yung connection na yun unless you keep talking to one another. What are the other things you guys think that, you know, you need to be conscious of, especially on internships and employment? Kasi right now, di ba, ang hirap. Everything's done online. Anything that you think people should be mindful of?
I think right now, more people, more companies are looking for interns online, especially since the digital world is the booming of the business.
Yeah. So free for all, di ba?
Yeah, it's free for all. And it's sad because I know in some cases, the hiring process and the companies would take advantage of young students, fresh grads, and students desperate looking for an internship. They would give them low salaries and just for the sense of experience. I think at best, you should at least take care of us, be yes. gentle with us, because we're just going into the world fresh and naive and we want to experience life 360, but we don't want to get taken advantage of also. We want
Correct.
The best. Also, what's
and
best
you,
for
you
us.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be to begin with. I think, but you're right, eh. Parang it's not here. Ah. Even offshore, I could hear it in some podcasts I'm listening to. Some companies do take advantage kasi nga, it's online. You don't even have to pay about a lot of things. And it's the reality of it. And that's what's sad about it. I just hope that whoever's listening to this, if you're a recruiter, please just be mindful. Kasi ang hirap din. Diba? Take care of them. Yeah. So, yun. How are, I guess, NSTP and PE being done? Before I move on to graduation, because that's where I'm really curious about. But like, how different are NSTP and PE? Ginagawa pa rin ba siya right now, di ba?
Actually, yes. For NSTP, since my sister had it, kasi for us, kasi we have two NSTPs. So, yung first year mo and yung second. So, for her, yung first year na naging physical pa. So, but that was only NSTP 1. So they were just planning on what they can do for the children, ganon. And then for NSTP 2, naging online na siya. So instead of going to the site, giving food sa children, ganon, they were instead made to do parang an advocacy campaign, parang ganon. Yun, ganon na lang yung NSTP now. And for PE naman, ito, ano, ito lagi kong sinasabi sa mga ibang, ano, friends ko from other universities. PE namin, ML. Because, yeah, I really enjoy playing ML. Actually, dahil sa PE na yun, nagustuhan ko mag-gaming. So, it's really fun, actually. Like, for example, you have 1 hour, sorry, 2 hours. You have 2 hours of PE. So, the first hour, you spend working out, like, jogging, exercise. Pero yung second hour, yun yung, dun kayo maglalaban. So, we have, like, 4 PE, and then, 3 of them? 2 of them. 2 of them are ML. 2 of them are ML. So, yun, masaya.
Sa Ateneo ba, anything different? Or, kasi diba yung pinaportray nila parate is just nasa Zoom ka lang. So kapag exercise yun, everyone's just exercising at the same time. So I'm not sure kasi how it's being done for other PE.
I'm not taking PE right now. It's I'm already finished with it there. But with my sister, she's a freshman and she's taking her PEs. The same thing, you have to open the Zoom. You have to, well, she's taking street dancing. So she has to dance in front of the camera. And,
okay.
She had to buy a ring light for it, and my moves pa sila tinuturuan, may sinasend na peg, and minsan ang funny, nag-glitch yung camera, so yung moves nila nag-glitch rin, and they have to send also recordings of themselves doing the dance, and they have to submit it through Canvas, and the prof will grade them through there.
Interesting. Okay, last part before I go to orgs. How is graduation being done right now? You kanina offline, you mentioned, Danica, there are like some fun things that LaSalle is asking you guys to do. Anything different, I guess, from the graduation point of view? How are they adapting to it?
I guess for my friends that graduated online, they're really sad kasi parang, imagine mo, they worked hard for 4 years and then what they get is like parang 5 seconds lang sila nasa screen, then next person na agad. So they're still kind of sad about it, and I'm glad what LaSalle did. What they did was they asked some students to submit TikTok videos of them dancing. Parang it's something to lighten up everyone's mood as well. Like for example, meron yung parang nakasuot pa talaga sila ng graduation outfit, or pag wala silang graduation outfit, what they do is they use the filter na may graduation hat. Parang it's something to lighten up everyone's mood down talaga. So yeah, that's for us.
Karen, how do you guys do it now? Is it all online lang talaga with PowerPoint presentation, mga ganun?
For graduation, I only know the process of their grad shoots and grad pics. So
nga, isa pa yun.
Yeah, they have to do it because my friend, he shoots for the grad photos of some Ateneans, and I know they have to do it separately. Like they have Ateneo gives them the toga and they have to shoot it separately. They have to look for a photographer to shoot for them and to take photos for them, and they have to submit that to the yearbook.
Oh my god, ang hirap. Even with orgs, diba? So I think you guys mentioned kanina that parang they're recruiting members. How do you recruit members now with everything online? How do you, kasi dati, pag, again, my concept is just Ateneo, parang pag nandun kami sa taas there's this roof deck in Ateneo, and then when you do have like recruitment week, everyone's gonna be in like, super hyper, going around, trying to convince you to join. And may iba, naka-mascot pa, may kanya-kanyang pakulo. Pero ngayon, paano mo gagawin yun, di ba? With online, how are you guys doing it?
For our orgs, because when the pandemic started, I was supposed to join with a group of friends. We're supposed to put up an org, the first fashion org in Ateneo. And I remember our recruitment process. It's very online materials, and we had to collaborate with the COA and the Lions Org, right?
Yeah.
And we had to have our own gimmicks na lang for the recruitment process. So with us, we made TikToks and IG stories. It's being creative on how you want to do your recruitment. It's not it's not anymore like the typical, you know, you go to the pavilion.
Yeah.
The pavilion, yeah. And you have to pay the 50 peso fee and the org fee. Now there's no more org fee, I know.
Oh.
They removed the org fee. Oh, and a month because pandemic, you pay org fee to join.
Even the weather is being sad for us today at narinig natin yung rain right now. Ang idilim dito sa akin. But, I mean, it's a gloomy subject at this point. Kayo ba, Danica? I know you're a president of GEMA right now. Are you recruiting members? Or how hard has it been for you to recruit members?
Definitely really challenging. Kasi for us naman, we have really strict guidelines for student org. So we can't just create a TikTok. We can't create like a podcast agad-agad. So parang madami process compared to Ateneo orgs. So for example, for us, we could only post on our Instagram, Facebook pages. For example, we're recruiting, so parang kanya-kanya ng gimmick rin. Like for example, for us naman, gumawa kami parang storyline. Parang may story na parang, oh, ito yung tapos yung theme namin, parang it's like a hotel. So parang this is what you'll get if you enter our hotel, ganon. Yung sa fee, there was a debate whether we would put make it free or not. Pero a lot of the orgs, nahirapan kami to push for the free, for the free membership. Kasi doing fundraising events is hard enough. And
yeah.
For of course, if you're an organization, you do a lot of events, diba? Parang sometimes you'd have to give your speakers parang mga token of appreciation, yung mga ganon, which is why we can't have our membership fee zero rin, especially for the new orgs. We have a lot of new orgs that pop up, and kawawa naman sila if they aren't able to have parang funds for their events, diba? So yeah, for us naman parang, how much yung fee namin? Parang 150, I guess. 150? 100, 150.
Understood. Well, hirap talaga with you to balance everything. Siguro, I guess, my another curious question I would have, like, given that, you know, everyone's going through this, are there any programs that the universities or the orgs or anyone in the, I guess, in the academia is offering to help you cope with online schooling or with all these activities? Kasi just to share, sa work kasi sometimes we're given, like, you know, mental health day, parang a day off, or let's say an access to, let's say, headspace, yung mga ganun, mga little things. Are there anything that the university or your profs or anyone or even your orgs are doing to help you?
Yeah, for us naman, we have online counseling, so parang we can send parang a message or an appointment on how to talk to our counselors, parang ganun. And for orgs naman, they usually have yung mga hohol sessions. Hohol, if you don't know hohol, it means hangout lang. So parang it's either in Discord or in Zoom. That was it's where you play games with each other. Like parang I've learned a lot of new online games that we've played. Parang for example, yung pinakasikat niyan, it's Jeopardy. Jeopardy yung name.
Yeah.
One of the sikat games to play with your friends online. So, meron din isa parang Jockbox. Yeah, it's a website and then you can play it with your friends. It's a really interactive though. So fun.
For you, Rains, anything in particular from I guess Ateneo or anywhere that could help you cope?
With Ateneo, I think we get email notifications for the guidance from the guidance counselor offering webinars, one-on-one sessions if you want to schedule it, usually about mental health during the pandemic. I know a lot of students and my friends would join it because they're looking really for ways to, you know, cope with being quarantined. They would join it with the guidance counselor. It's really helpful. It's a good initiative of Ateneo.
Yeah. We both mentioned earlier na parang it's so hard right now, diba, to look for internship, look for a job kasi everything's being done online. Diba, parang it's how do you project? How do you, diba, differentiate yourself in like a tiny box, diba? And not to mention, I think I heard from someone else pa na parang internship right now are technically free for all kasi wala na yung limitation if you can go there or not. Kasi anyone who has an internet and who has a laptop could basically be a competition for you, diba? Kasi they could also apply for the internship even though they're in the province, they're offshore. And same with employment, I would think, diba? So I guess, what are your worries with employment or non-employment after college?
Siguro for me is, am I good enough already? Kasi, you know naman, majority, since we stopped school around second year, so parang that was the time I was only starting with my majors pa lang eh. And then now, I'm graduating and I took up all of my majors online na. So, parang that worries me a lot. Like, am I already good enough? Am I already equipped for the corporate world? So, that's one of my worries. And so going second is, like, for example, there was this viral tweet that went around last month or a few months ago. Parang the Ateneo girl, the Ateneo graduated, she just graduated and she turned down the 37,000 salary.
Yeah, 37,000. That was a key number that went around. Okay, game.
So, I guess parang, you know naman, parang ang tuition natin, it's not cheap rin.
Yeah.
Even cheap yung tuition natin. So parang yung isa pa pang worry is, parang na-paid off kaya yung nabayaran nating tuition fee. Yun yung one of the biggest worry ko. But of course, I don't want to be left behind rin. Kasi for example, all of my friends will graduate na. If I stop schooling now, I'm gonna be left behind, di ba? Parang, yun yung worry ng students right now.
Ikaw, Rains, ano yung sayo?
I think, for me, it's more of hate and anger with all of this. Kasi, parang, it's so unfair for our batch na lalo. Because we were the first one with the K-12 program. And
correct, yeah. O nga pala.
And we were the first batch to reach K-12. And we were the first batch red to reach the pandemic. And super, ewan ko, parang ako naiinis ako sa, like, why is this happening to us? Like, di ba pa kami ready to face life? Parang kailangan aral lang ng aral. Well, studying is great, but what scares me to the core is we keep on studying and are we also, when we graduate, is it going to help us when we take on the real life challenges outside the school corners, you know. That's what scares me a lot. And especially with the things we learn in school, it's not everything we see when we go out now of school. So it's scary and it's sad that we went to those K-12 programs. And I heard now they're going to remove it now. And then we are the first batch but to do it and
yeah. I know. It's good that you mentioned that. Actually, oh, na-realize ko na lang doon. Sabi ko, tama, no? Itong batch right now that's going through this right now were the people who were affected by the K-12 batch. Because my sister was lucky. She was the last batch that did not have to go through it. And the fact that you have to pause nga, that's 2 years na nga to add in your academic life. And then this pandemic happened pa. So parang ang hirap talaga. And oh my God, I'm sorry. That's all I could say. Parang it's really a challenging time and very valid. Because I really have nothing to say, alam mo, honestly. Because that's why I really wanted to do this episode. Because I really want to understand more. And I hope anyone who's listening here would be more empathetic. And I guess, like more understanding when you know when you're dealing with college students and especially with when you graduate and there's like an employment talaga na opportunity kasi syempre anyone who's going to be hiring would come from the same background as where I came from, diba? Na parang normal setting eh, hindi familiar with how life was during the pandemic and iba talaga, and I guess more patience for all those people who would I guess deal with fresh grads when they graduate kasi iba talaga yung experience. We were not exposed to the same environment and you are dealing with a lot as it is for what you're going through right now, diba? And privilege or not privilege, it's still a struggle kasi kanya-kanya naman tayo. It's not, there's no reason to downplay whatever other people are feeling, diba? Kanya-kanya din talaga eh. And I think one more thing that I want to ask, I guess. And I know kayo din nahihirapan. But from your end, anything that you want to tell other people who's not from Ateneo, who's not from LaSalle, or who's struggling through this work from home scenario, are there any habits or tricks that you have on how to cope or any advice?
Okay, so for me, before, my desk used to be parang may mga web na yan. Hindi ko siya nagagamit before. But when the pandemic started, I renovated my whole desk. So, bumili ako sa Shopee yung mga, I mean, for example, yung mirror na, yung mirror yeah. na metric, and then some ring light, pen holders, parang something, mga organized.
To motivate you.
Yeah, parang marito ko, uy, ang organized. Ayusin ko na rin buhay ko, ganun. But aside from that is, don't forget to give time for yourself. Kasi that's really the most important thing that you as a person have to do. Kasi parang if you don't segregate your time and you don't give time for yourself, you will end up getting burned out. Kasi parang whole day ka nang nasa academics and you don't have time for yourself to parang magpakanda konti yung mga ganun. So,
yeah. How about you, Rains?
I agree with Danica. With me, I think strive to not keep yourself busy but productive. You get burnout if you just keep doing ACAD. So when I won't say I'm not the worst student, but I love to multitask myself and, you know, go do my passion and interest aside from schoolwork, and that's what keeps me motivated. And still woke in this pandemic. You juggle what you want to do and you juggle school at the same time. There's nothing wrong with multitasking and just having fun with what makes you interested. Well, it makes you more motivated. And if you get burnout, always know to give time for yourself to watch a movie. Because I know there are a lot of people who are very stuck in this quarantine.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do anymore. And just have time, self-care.
Thanks for that. I'm usually nag-recap ako and I have advice to capture the whole episode. But right now talaga, I really have nothing. Kasi hindi din ako magmamarunong to say, okay, I think you guys should do this or do that. Because I really came from a different background. And really, all I could do is just like feel for you on what's happening right now with this kind of setup. But I guess, I don't know what's gonna happen in the future. But I guess the least that I could say is parang don't be afraid to talk to people. Yun lang yung ano, I guess that pre-pandemic or during pandemic or post-pandemic, that's one thing that I really always tell, I guess, college students. Kasi kahit ako, when I was a college student, I'm always shy to ask questions. I'm always shy to ask help. Kasi I'm always afraid na baka sabihin nila lang, tanga naman nito, parang bakit sila nagtatanong na ito yung question. Diba? Kasi We don't know talaga, we're lost. And really what I really wanted to say is, I guess in the future, when it comes a time that, you know, you both graduate, we don't know kung pandemic pa or hindi, and if you have employment right now, like in actual corporate, for example, just, I guess, be open about it and just really share the struggles. Kasi I would think people would be interested to know din naman how different it is. And sometimes you can't assume that people know na immediately what you feel. So that's one thing that you, I guess, also have to, yun lang siguring takeaway ko for anyone who's going through this. I really have nothing much to say. This episode really was supposed to share more about your experiences rather than me saying all whatever I want to say. So yun, thank you so much for both of you for being here and for sharing all those stories. I know some are very personal, but yun, I hope that soon mawala na to at maayos na, so that you both can experience at least a sense of normalcy in the rest of the college life that you'd have. So yun.
I also like to add lang na in some things, like, because I know we have a lot of plans, like we can't control what we can't control. Because some people,
yes,
like, let's not control things that are we have no control of. We just have right. to, you know, pray for what's best for us. Because I know, like, some plans don't go through, and that's really okay. We can take control of what happens. Just pray. God will do the rest.
That's true. As in, ipasadyos na natin lahat kasi hindi naman talaga natin malalaman eh. Like, there's this circle of influence and circle of, like, control, right? So, only focus on those that you can control kasi anything outside for that. And I'm guilty, ah. Like, I have my own problems as a, kahit graduate na ako in this pandemic, I have my own struggles dealing with this also. And it took me a while last year na parang I kept coping, I'm having anxiety or parang I can't sleep. But after a while talaga, it's really just let go and let God. And at the same time, just really understanding that there are things that you cannot control on your own. Talagang labas na yan, whatever you do. So, yeah, and I think that's pretty much it. Thank you so much again.
Thank you too, Mish. It was nice to see you again.
Thank you, Mish.
Thank you so much.
That's it for today's episode of Mishconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online and with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Mishconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Mishconceptions. See you in the next!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.